There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Welcome, everyone, to Your Retirement Highway, where we talk all things retirement and retirement planning every weekend. And it's an honor to be on the station and be able to talk about what we do week in and week out. We help a lot of people make that transition from their working years to their retirement years, and it's a big decision. Retirement's always a big decision, and really shouldn't be taken lightly. For most people, the decision to retire doesn't come as easy as most would think. And I think you really should take your time, consider all your options, make the best decision for you and your family, both financially and emotionally. And I think the real question is, how do you really know that you're ready for retirement? How much money is enough? How can you prepare for the social and emotional side of that equation? And today's show, what we want to do is we want to talk about being prepared, or maybe even to the contrary, how to know when you aren't quite ready to retire. There's some signs that you can catch on that could indicate that your timing isn't quite ready, and we're here to kind of help you identify some of those signs that maybe you're not quite ready to retire. So that end-all question of how do you know when you're ready to retire, it's subjective, and it's going to be different for every one of you.
And so there are definitely some, what I would say, thought-provoking questions that you should be asking. Do you have a written financial plan? Do you have a monthly budget so you know what your needs are going to be in retirement? Have you thought about the appropriate time to take Social Security? What are your withdrawal strategies going to be? How are you preparing yourself to emotionally react to no longer working? So these are things that we really want to spend some time helping you work through and to identify whether or not you've done that appropriate planning to be ready to make that transition from your working life into retirement. So I encourage you to give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go out and visit us and communicate with us on our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com.
So in our experience, we know retirement means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And for some folks, it's, you know, maybe I'm just ready to try a different career, do something different. And for some of you, it's, you know what, I've had enough. I'm tired of driving that drive into work every day and fighting the rush hour traffic, or I'm tired of punching that clock, and I'm ready to just absolutely walk away. But understanding some of the components of retirement planning, the first one being social interaction, the second one being emotional, and of course, the big one that most people think about is the financial part. And So what we wanted to focus on to start is that social interaction, that part of where we've had lunch or we've made acquaintances through our working career, and next thing you know, you've become good friends, and your families do things together, and you've become lifelong
friends. Sure. I mean, let's face it. We have spent the last 25, 30, 40 years maybe with these same folks, whether it's over coffee or, as you mentioned, having lunch or, you know, developing close family relationships to where maybe you even vacation together. So psychologically preparing yourself to retire means you've got to psychologically prepare yourself to sort of sever these relationships. Your daily routine has been built around what you have done at work for the last 25, 30, or 40 years. And just to walk away from that unprepared is dangerous and is hard to psychologically get your arms around.
Now, for me, I've got it easy, because I won't lose the social interaction because my wife, Lori, is my business partner and you're Lori's brother. So we're still all going to socially interact, hopefully. After
and she's not going to let us retire. So
yeah, there you go. That's the other part of it, right? The next part's the emotional part. And for some of you, this is not an issue. You can easily walk away. But I know many of you have emotional ties, not only to your company, but maybe it's to that project that you've been working on, that you want to take it to fruition and completion, that you don't feel somebody else can kind of pick up and take off where you left off, and you have this emotional connection. Again, relating that back to myself, I feel that's one of the reasons that I probably will never retire, is I have an emotional connection to doing what we do for people and for the people that are our current clients. We call them our families, and that's a real strong emotional connection that I want to make sure I'm there to take care of them.
And then the third one is the financial preparation. Are you financially ready to retire? While the social and the emotional aspects of retirement, I think everybody will ultimately get their arms around. If you're not financially ready to retire, you could be setting yourself up for failure. And as we've talked about week after week, and I don't think we plan to stop talking about it, is the real cornerstone to this is making sure you have a written income plan. What do you want retirement to look like? Number one. Number two is, what is that going to cost? So have you done your budgeting, your financial budgeting for retirement, and how are you going to pay for those things? Those are really important questions to ask and to answer.
Well, it's one thing to try and figure out that social and emotional part post retirement. You can kind of feel your way through that, even if you're not totally prepared. But man, if you're not prepared for the financial side, if you don't have your ducks in order, if you don't have your written plans, if you haven't changed your investment philosophy, trying to figure that out after you give up your paycheck is probably not the best idea. That's not the time to figure out if you're ready or not. And, you know, if you're someone that is in that stage where you're trying to make sure that you're ready to retire, and you want to look at all three of these components, it's time to come in and sit down with Steve and sit down with me and get a second opinion from us. We're here at Heise Advisory Group, and we're here to not only ensure that you are ready to retire, but to help you design that game plan or that written financial plan that helps you gain the confidence you need to finally pull that trigger and be able to retire. So call us today. Get the complimentary consultation scheduled. Again, we call it the Retirement Roadmap Review. We want to sit down with you, analyze your current retirement positioning from all levels, and give you that blueprint for how you can pursue your ideal retirement. So reach out, give us a call today, right now, 314-328-4400. Again, the number 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back once again. It's Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group, and today we're talking about how do you know when you're ready to retire? It's a very subjective question, and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But we've also found that there's some indicators that might be there that maybe you're not totally prepared to retire. And one of those we talked about was the social interaction. Making sure that you understand your social life is going to look a lot differently, especially if you have a lot of close relationships at your workplace. The second one was the emotional transition of being able to walk away from projects or things that you have built at your company and your position over the course of your working career and be able to make that emotional separation. And then, of course, that real big one is the financial component. And like we said, you can figure out the social and emotional part post-retirement, but don't wait until post-retirement to try and figure out the financial part. Get that figured out, get a written plan, and start making your adjustments a few years prior to that retirement date.
Yeah, so I think the point or the takeaway really is that at some point you will be 100% prepared socially and emotionally, and you know you'll have trained that replacement, and you'll have worked out with your friends when you guys will vacation or when you might still meet up for lunch. But if you haven't done the proper planning and are not prepared 100% for the financial aspect of retirement, that's when potential mistakes tend to be made. And some of the signs that we look for that might indicate that you're not quite 100% financially ready, and this is a big one, is looking for that written monthly income plan, that budget and that income plan. And I read a statistic the other day. I don't remember what the source was, but the question was posed to married couples about whether or not they had a written income plan. And 70% of married couples couldn't agree on whether or not they had a written income plan. And it seems so basic to me that the answer to the question was either you did or you didn't. But yet, and this is true of many couples that we see when we talk about written income plans, they think they have something because they've thought about it, but it's not documented, it's not written, and it really doesn't address how they're going to meet their spending needs in retirement.
And I want to be real clear, we're not just talking about whether you have enough money or not. It's not necessarily about whether you have enough as much as it is that written plan and clear direction with your investments and your retirement savings to produce that cash flow. And that first step, and we're not going to stop talking about it. We talk about it constantly. It's understanding your budget and what you want your spending to be. Really designing, how much travel do you want to do? Is it $500 a month? Is it $2,000 a month? What are your health insurance costs going to be? Putting all those things together and along with your day-to-day living expenses, and not from the purpose of limiting your spending, but just to understand what you want to be spending so that you can then start to look at and say, okay, I've got a budget. I know what I want to be spending, but now how do I figure out the income shortfall? Because we all will have some Social Security, and some of us may even have some pensions, and we're going to have some sort of shortfall for most people.
Yeah, I mean, the rare occasion is that we see some people come through that, and you may be one of them out there listening, that you know that your pension and your Social Security is going to cover the income need you have in retirement. But for the majority of people out there that are preparing to retire, most of you are not going to have pensions, and your Social Security is not going to cover all of your retirement needs. So the assets that you've accumulated are going to need to be able to make up that shortfall. And then the big question becomes, what are your withdrawal strategies? How do you make sure that the assets you've accumulated, that you're going to be able to make those last through your retirement years to make up those shortfalls? And we've got some real challenges in today's environment.
And there's a lot of you that have been living while you're working. You have more than enough income coming in from your salaries and your jobs, and you're not really paying attention to your spending because you have enough and it's working. But when you go to retire, you need to understand that spending, because if you find suddenly that you're spending more than you have cash flow for, you've never faced that maybe in your life. And now that you retire, that's not the time to try and figure out how to make those adjustments. Look at, understand your spend. I think it'll be eye-opening for many of you to just really take the time, understand your spending, and really help translate that into a written retirement budget so that you can identify the shortfall. And then once you identify that, now you've got to go about creating some strategies as to where you're going to take that from.
Yeah, and you know, you might decide that you want to work a little bit even after you've retired. You might decide you still want to do some part-time work, maybe some consulting, so maybe a little bit of income that you are able to earn makes up the shortfall. Maybe you consider cutting your budget. While that is necessary for some folks, we really would like people to create a retirement budget that sort of helps them decide what their retirement dream is going to look like. And we would prefer that you not cut that budget. And then maybe you make some decisions about withdrawing some assets from your retirement accounts. But one of the things you have to consider is if you retire early, prior to 59 and a half, you're going to have limited access to those funds. So having a strategy in place is very, very important.
Well, and let's just say you needed $2,000 a month as a supplemental income. That's $24,000 a year. If you happen to have $1 million, that would be a withdrawal rate of 2.4% to support that income plan. Now, on the other hand, if you have $300,000 saved, that becomes an 8% withdrawal rate. Which one do you think is going to have the higher chance of being successful in retirement, right? So it's really understanding what you need to spend and then translating that back into assets and creating a written income plan. And as we get through it, ask yourself a few questions. Number one, do you know exactly where your withdrawals are going to come from? So as Steve said earlier, that so many people, husbands and wives, don't necessarily agree if they have an income plan. These are the questions to focus on to really decide, do you really have that income plan?
One of the other questions would be how long will they last, before a particular account isn't going to pay out anymore? You know, the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. So the withdrawal strategy and knowing how and where you're going to take your withdrawals from is very, very important. And I might add, too, that from a tax perspective, the withdrawal strategies are really, really important. And that's some advanced planning, but making sure that you're making your or taking your withdrawals in a tax efficient manner can really stretch and make those dollars last a lot longer.
It's significant, as well as understanding how market volatility can affect your withdrawal strategy. Because if you're taking withdrawals from a very volatile portfolio, chances are that's going to run short much sooner than originally planned. So if you're someone that is at that stage where you're trying to make sure that you are ready to retire and you want to take a look at these components, it's time to come in, get a second opinion, sit down with Steve, sit down with me. We're here to help you not only ensure that you're ready to retire, but to help you design the game plan or that written plan that helps you with the confidence you need to finally pull that trigger. That's the Retirement Roadmap Review. And if you give us a call today, you can get a complimentary consultation scheduled. Sit down with us, and we will help you analyze your current retirement positioning from all levels and give you a blueprint for how you can pursue your ideal retirement. The number to call today is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everybody. As we wrap up today here on Your Retirement Highway, we've been talking about some components of retirement planning. And three of the things that we identified that you need to sort of make sure that you're ready to retire. Are you ready for the social impact? You've been going to work every day for 20, 30, 40 years maybe and spending your daily routine with the same people. Some of these folks have become longtime, lifelong friends. Your families have grown up together. You've traveled together. And so now you won't be spending as much time with them. How are you prepared for that social sort of disconnection, the emotional impact of retirement? Are you ready for the emotional impact of leaving your coworkers that you've been engaged in projects with for all of these years and reaching successful outcomes? And then, of course, there's the financial impact of retirement. Are you 100% ready to retire from a financial perspective? Have you done the income planning? Do you have a written plan? So these are the things that we want to help you with and make sure that that you're ready to have a successful retirement.
So if you are that person that's looking to retire in the next couple of years, maybe next year, maybe later this year, maybe you're the person that's already retired, what are you waiting for? Reach out to us, give us a call, and walk through our retirement roadmap review process and let us help you transition your current thoughts and your current dreams and your current plans into a full comprehensive retirement plan that's going to give you the confidence to be able to pursue your ideal retirement. And the number to call, 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. Come on in and sit down with Steve, sit down with myself. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's just have a conversation about what your retirement dream looks like, and let us help you build a plan to pursue that. We love having the time with you each and every weekend, and we'll be back again next weekend. Have a great weekend.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heisey Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heisey Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heisey Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.